Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this August 15th episode of my WordPress Help Desk. This is your host, Ken Freeman, and here is what I have for you today in today's podcast. On page one, I'm going to be talking about the latest WordPress news. On page two, WordPress Focus will be a review of WP Bakery's Visual Composer, available only at Code Canyon. And then on page three, I will be answering your very real questions about WordPress use. Our sponsors today are our tried and true hosting-master.com, who just keeps on delivering the very best output of WordPress sites consistently, handing WordPress sites to the browser in less than 1 second. That's hosting-master.com, the one place you want to be if you have a WordPress site. And of course, wpsite-makers.com is our award-winning design group that is not satisfied until your site is perfectly performing. Of course, always visit site-keeper.com when you need site management or site maintenance, social media management, or video management. This is a support service, and it's all available through our corporate owner, AWS Creative Solutions, LLC. And so visit them today, learn about us, and give us a call when you have a new project. Now, if you're ready, let's dive in to page one. Okay, in today's WordPress news, update on 4.33. We are just 1 week away from the launch of 4.33, and the latest skinny is that over 100 fixes have already been completed as they near the launch date. You know, as with any beta test, there's going to be problems and holes that have to be plugged. Hopefully, most of the most critically important changes have already been corrected before the launch on the 18th. But, you know, if anything happens when it is launched, when you consider the millions of websites and millions of plugins that are out there waiting to be touched, if something happens, be sure to contact our office and let us know if anything has happened on your website so that we can reach in and get it fixed as quickly as possible. Remember that if you are smart, you will back up on Monday the 17th. Okay, SEO by Yoast reports that the WP Bakery Visual Composer is having a problem in that the new slider and the admin area Visual Composer isn't showing. And it seems that when SEO by Yoast was disabled, Visual Composer, right, worked very well. So it appears to be a conflict between Yoast SEO and WP Bakery, and there is a communication going on between the two to try to solve this problem before the 18th. So let's hope and pray they can. In plugin news, Instagram Gallery is a new plugin that displays a gallery from one or more of your Instagram accounts. You need to check that out. Amazon S3 Backup and Restore is a plugin that enables you to create full backups to Amazon S3 and then restore, duplicate, clone, or migrate your website. Responsive Voice Text-to-Speech is an HTML5-based text-to-speech library designed to add voice features to WordPress across all smartphone, tablet, and desktop devices. It supports 51 languages and 168 voices and has no dependencies. Do you want to disable your submit button after a form has been submitted? Once a user has submitted a form, you generally don't want them to submit it a second time. A nice way to handle this is to disable the submit button once the form has been submitted, while replacing the text in the submit button with a message to let the user know that their desired action has been taken. AlexKing.org has a nifty code snippet you can grab, along with a JS Fiddler tool that you can download. Go over to AlexKing.org/blog/2015/05/17/disable-button-after-submit submit-jQuery. Check it out and give me your thoughts as you use it. I'd like to know what your experience is. So always remember that when you are doing something new, give us a call and give us your report of how it works. Now, want to customize your tiny MCE menu? Andrew Oz offers a short modification you can make that will add new custom formatting to your WordPress menu dashboard. As we moved into the 4-dot series of WordPress, tiny MCE settings have been changed. And in the new default theme, of course, all of the UI settings for the former advanced theme have been deprecated. And so if you have been used to using theme advanced block formats, you need to know it's been renamed to block formats, and it will keep the same formatting, but to specify a different set of elements for the block format, such as drop downs, second toolbar row in the WordPress Visual Editor, you can set a string of name value pairs separated by a semicolon in the initialization object. You can grab this code over at https://azaozz, that's azaozz.wordpress.com. Now what this code will do is it will add another submenu to formats without replacing the default menu items. And you can learn more about this and see an example over at the Tiny MCE website at www.tinymce.com/try-it/custom_formats.php. Well, finally, WordPress is moving toward becoming a fully fledged application framework, and you can expect all sorts of new APIs to come soon. This project was born to create an easy to use, easy to understand, and well-tested framework for creating these quick APIs and APIs for the core of WordPress. This plugin provides an easy-to-use REST API available via HTTP. You can grab your site's data in simple JSON format, including users, posts, taxonomies, and more. Retrieving or updating data is as simple as sending an HTTP request. And WP API exposes a simple yet easy interface to WP Query, the Post API, the Post Meta API, Users API, Revisions API, and many, many more. Chances are, if you can do something with WordPress, the WP API will let you do it easier. You can check this out at www.wordpress.org/plugins/REST-API. All right, well, this brings us to the end of our WordPress news. I hope that you've enjoyed the news. Now, if you want to grab any of the links that we've told you about, you can just go back and replay this news section and you can get those addresses. Now, let's move now to our WordPress focus on page 2 as I talk about the new Visual Composer. Here we go on page 2, my WordPress focus. Here's what I have for you today. I want to review this popular visual composer available exclusively through Code Canyon. What is Visual Composer? Well, Visual Composer is a drag-and-drop front-end, back-end page-building plugin for WordPress. Visual Composer for WordPress is that page-builder plugin that will save you tons of time working on site content. You will be able to take over full control of your WordPress site, build any layout you imagine, and the good thing is you don't have to have any knowledge of programming skill. Moreover, now you can choose either to work in the back end or move your page building process to the front end and instantly see the changes you make as you work on your actual website. I don't know if you've ever noticed how much time you spend fighting with short codes, trials and errors, you know, trying to figure out whether or not this new plugin works or not. But I will tell you this, Visual Composer will take care of that. Visual Composer is, I think, the first WordPress page builder plugin that gives you the full control over responsiveness and design. It's very akin to what we see in Divi. It's very akin to what we saw in Thrive's themes, but it's now a plugin that can be used with any theme. Now you can design responsive websites with ease, control your whole layout or just separate parts of it, and you can make things behave on different devices in a different way. You can set your desired size of columns and offsets, even hide certain blocks and elements. Let's say that you don't want something to be seen on the small smartphone. Well, you could just hide that content so that now it won't show up on the mobile site. You can also check and look and see what your content looks like on mobile devices or desktops with just one-click simple controls. You don't have to buy a bunch of expensive devices to start designing for them. Inside Visual Composer, you can add columns, rows, choose from 40 or more predefined elements divided into logic groups with a single click, and by using an intuitive and handy UI. Then simply use your mouse to drag the elements around to rearrange them. Don't have time for block rearranging? Then use one of their 40 predefined layout templates designed by web design professionals and build complete sections within seconds. Page building for WordPress has never been easier with predefined templates. And if you want to use your creativity and skills to extend Visual Composer with any unique element, then just do that inside their developer API. Visual Composer, I think, is the best-selling drag-and-drop front-end and back-page builder with over 500,000 websites already powered by Visual Composer. Join them now and start creating beautiful sites in the shortest possible time and minimum of efforts, and of course, no coding and a bunch of short codes. Now, here's what you'll get with Visual Composer. You get a world of features. You get intuitive drag-and-drop interface. It's light. It's easy to use. And you and your clients are going to love it. You can create pages and posts, and it's never been so easy. No programming skill or knowledge is required. It's easily extendable. Third-party developers can join the party and create your own plugins for Visual Composer or for themes for sale right over at Code Canyon. And they give you that API to be able to do that if you're a developer. It's got a great front-end editor, and it introduces the principle of what you see is what you get, not what you see is supposed to be what you get, but it's what you see is what you get. And it's built right there into your building process with a front-end editor. When you use this amazing front-end editor, you'll see how your content will look on the front-end instantly with no additional clicks or switches. And then, of course, it's got a very robust back-end editor that allows you to support native content management on the back-end with all the important functions and options that you are used to or want to use. Visual Composer is an object-oriented code. It's using the best programming patterns to get the best results for your site, and it is multilingual ready. The .po and .mo files included for easy translation, including BGDEESIRFRITJP, NL, PL, BR, RU, and TW have been contributed already by users. And then, of course, the template system is robust with over 40 professional-looking predefined layouts that come from the WP Bakery team. You can save these, you can copy these, or reuse them on any existing page. The responsive design means that your content will look good on both desktop and mobile sites, and so you can now take full control of your responsive design and define the column size, the offsets, the display options, and instantly check and see what your content is going to look like on that mobile device. Additionally, you get WordPress user support. In other words, administrators can control what elements are available for certain user groups. And then custom post type support means that you can work with any post type. Yes, custom post types work too. Then, as a user of Visual Composer, you get lifetime updates free of charge, and that means that whatever Visual Composer does to fix problems like the current problem with SEO by Yoast mean that you get the latest and greatest enhancements whenever these updates come. It is supported with professional dedicated support, There's a support team always there to help you if you require assistance or face difficulties with Visual Composer. And that's great to know that you can actually talk to a human about what's going on inside of Visual Composer. And then there is a short code mapper so that there's no more short code to copy and paste. And it means that any third-party short code can be added to this Visual Composer menu and reuse it. This means you get rid of all your short codes. Amazing. Design options mean that you have the ability to control how the elements look with setting borders, margins, paddings, backgrounds, just with a couple of clicks. You can change the color of the background. You can alpha through your color scheme, and it allows you to create up-to-date design solutions easily. Of course, it comes with multi-language support, and it is SEO friendly. Now, whenever you work with WordPress SEO, the nice thing is that Visual Composer is fully compatible with that particular plugin. And even though in 4.3 they found an incompatibility issue, the two teams are working together to solve that problem so that when 4.3.3 introduces, we know it's supposed to work together. It also works with WooCommerce support. So when you run WooCommerce powered eShop, Visual Composer is fully compatible with WooCommerce. And this means that all of the WooCommerce short codes can be run into the Visual Composer element menu so that you can have both plugins installed and get the power of Visual Composer inside of WooCommerce. It also gives you an advanced grid builder with over 40 plus defined grid templates for designing or displaying post, page, custom types, media grids, masonry grids. If you don't like the predefined templates, create your own by using the grid builder. You can control full width and height rows. You can create stretching params. You can stretch the background or stretch the content. You can put a control element in the middle or the top and build section-like pages in seconds. And you can add parallax background rows anywhere on the page. And so you can also filter your images, and you can use complete full-page videos in the background with a complete parallax effect if you wish. Now, when you look at the 40 built-in content box, things like rows, message box, pin interest, image carousel, post and sliders, call to action buttons, raw HTML, pie chart, empty space, raw JavaScript, call to action button 2, video player, Google Maps, progress bar, Flickr widget, post grid, image gallery, single image, FAQs. In other words, every element you want on a page and more is right here. And then there's several things with WP Core, like if you want to run a WP calendar or recent comments or a tag cloud or put your pages or posts or categories or archives or RS feeds. In other words, Visual Composer is very smart, and it will save you a lot of time and bandwidth because it includes JavaScript files only if they are used on that page. So in other words, you're not running extra traffic and extra bandwidth for unused JavaScripts, and that means faster loading. Now, Visual Composer offers you a world of over 100 add-ons like Templatera, Template Manager, Easy Tables, and you can look at all of these add-ons over at vc.wpbakery.com/add-ons. And of course, you can try Visual Composer in real action before you buy it over at vc.wpbakery.com. And of course, you buy it through Code Canyon. So here's what I've told you about today. If you want to customize your WordPress to modern standards, consider using Visual Composer. If you want to get the basic Visual Composer, you want to get it over at CodeCanyon.com. And if you want to extend your Visual Composer with over 100 add-ons, each extension is either free or it's a paid premium install. You can learn all about it over at CodeCanyon.com or vc.wpbakery.com. Well, this we're out of time, and this brings us to the close of our WordPress focus. I hope you will go out and get Visual Composer. So now let's move to page 3 for our questions and answers session. To ask a question for use on this podcast, email your question to support@mywphelpdesk.com or text me at 903-926-2607. Okay, here is where I'm going to answer your questions about WordPress. Remember, to ask a question to use on this podcast, email your question to support@mywphelpdesk.com or text me at 903-926-2607. Okay, in our first question, what do you suggest for the best SEO plugin lately? Thank you. Well, I may be very biased, but frankly, I prefer and exclusively recommend SEO by Yoast. Their SEO is robust, dependable, and very deep. You can add video SEO as an add-on. You can make your WordPress videos rank even higher. And I think there is nothing on the market like SEO by Yoast, and I that's the one I would recommend. In our next question, does anyone have recommendations for email hosting? This would be for clients that I host on shared hosting, but the shared hosting email doesn't offer enough space, and I'd like it to be separate from the hosting form of email anyway. Well, sir, you're on the right track. There are many ways to do this out there, but I think the rule that I've always said is avoid shared hosting, number one, and always avoid shared server hosting email. It'll bring you nothing but spam, and like you say, there's not enough space to handle gigs and gigs of stored emails and spam that may hit your server. The best tool for remote-controlled email is Gmail Business Apps. For barely $5 for a month for your main user, you can run your MX records right over to Gmail and brand it to your domain name, but the mail is over there on Gmail. And now, as you're using your branded hosting domain, all of your mail is over there on Google's cloud, and it doesn't get any better. It's got great spam control, and your mail will be sent dependably. The only thing that you're not going to be able to do is to send mass mail, but you wouldn't want to do that on Google anyway. Instead, if you want to send robust mail in the mass, then use GetResponse or MailChimp, or Weber or Constant Contact or iContact. There's a number of small mail carriers out there that will do the blog type promotional emails, but I personally like GetResponse. But if you're just using email, then Google Business Apps for Business will route your server mail to Google, and you will be happy you went that way. By the way, that opens the door to Google Local, over to Google AdWords, Google, and all the Google statistics, but it also gives you access to Hangouts and being able to chat on your Gmail and do things that you just haven't been able to do regular with server mail. Now, in our third question, my WordPress site is installed on university servers. Can anyone advise me whether there is a neat way of ensuring that I can maintain my own backup copy in order that I don't leave all of my work here at the college behind? Well, I think you could simply install Backup Buddy, and that would solve your problem. However, we know that Backup Buddy sometimes fails on larger sites. You can read more about that over at foliovision.com/2011/02/backupbuddy-free-alternative-wordpress-backups. I would think if you're willing to pay just a little bit more, about $5 a month per site, VaultPress does a great job reliably. In our fourth question, AJ asks, which is the best WordPress LMS tool to use? I would like to know the best WordPress LMS tool and what makes it the best, and I would like to see a list of comparisons, but most of them just promote a single plugin. Well, I may be like those you've already looked at, but my favorite LMS is Learn Dash. It can be implemented within any WordPress theme, and it's a great plugin with lots of extensions. It's regularly updated, and it has super support offered by the plugin author. Now, if you want to work with a non-WordPress third-party LMS, I think eFront is a fully fledged LMS perfect for the big community of students. It's like Moodle on steroids. Personally, when it comes to developing LMS websites, if a client is on a small company or a small institution, I think if you're just wanting regular staff members, basic functionality of drip feeds, quizzes, and groups, then I say use LearnDash. But if you're running a college, a university, elementary or high school, and you want to have a standalone LMS, then use eFront, as it has a lot more functionality than any WordPress LMS plugin or theme. And so I mostly use eFront for my big LMS projects. And then our fifth and last question comes, perhaps is our most asked question, how can I improve the WordPress website performance on mobile devices? Says my website takes 13 to 15 seconds to load on a mobile device, which is very slow. And I'm using W3 Total Cache, and even with GT Metrics, I'm getting 86%, which is not really bad. On desktop computers, it says it takes 3 to 5 seconds to load. And he mentioned that his layer slider seems to be slowing things down. Well, first, I say don't use layered sliders. When you're using a slider, you're using multiple big images. That slows you down by default. Just choose a single image, optimize it, and then don't use sliders. Next, move from shared hosting to dedicated SSD hosting for your WordPress on a server like Hosting-Master, where your 13 to 14 second download on a mobile phone can be dropped to about 2 or 3 seconds, and your desktop could pop up in less than 1 second or less. Certainly, always install WP Performance Speed Booster to speed up your WordPress site. And instead of using W3 Total Cache, remove that. Remove any security settings that you use and use WordFence Security and use their 50 times faster Falcon caching to truly speed up your website. Now, this brings us to a close of our WordPress questions and answers. And if you ever want to ask a question to be on our show, remember, just give me a call at 214-703-0505. Email me at support@mywpwordpresshelpdesk. And then, of course, our sponsors for today are Hosting-Master, that just keeps on delivering the very best output of WordPress sites consistently, delivering WordPress sites in under 1 second to the browser. That's hosting-master.com. Check them out. And, of course, WP Sitemakers is our award-winning design group that is not satisfied till your site is perfect. And then, of course, site-keeper.com is our site management and site maintenance and social media support service. All of these are available through our corporate owner, awscreativesolutions.com. Call us this week at 214-703-0505. Now, keep in touch with us. Bookmark mywphelpdesk.com. Subscribe while you're here at Blog Talk Radio, and contact us this week if we can help you with your next WordPress project. Now, keep using WordPress until we meet again next week, next same time for the podcast. Keep using WordPress and have fun.
You've been listening to My WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress help.